Chapter 1. What is one of the most overlooked symptoms of narcissism? Narcissism is manifested in communication patterns that include habitual non-listening. Narcissists tend to do lots of talking and really little listening. The narcissist knows best, after all, so why even bother listening to what other people have to say? Ever spoken with someone who reacted dismissively to every little thing you said? Narcissists brush aside or deprecate what others say, rather than really listening. One tip-off is the word but. But deletes whatever came previously. But a much better way to look at it is. Another tip-off is intonation. If the response sounds inflamed or deprecating, that's the sound of a hesitation to listen for what's valid in what you just said. Why do not therapists use poor listening to assess narcissism? Most psychologists work with individual patients instead of with couples. Narcissistic individuals do tend to listen to somebody they see as higher in power than themselves. If those with narcissistic habits respect their therapists, their listening can seem to their therapist to be quite normal. If the therapist, in contrast, were to see that same client connecting with her or his spouse or workers, the listening patterns would most likely be glaringly different: dismissive, ignoring altogether, decreasing the value of the point that the spouse or worker just made, disagreeing with it, or pointing out what was wrong with it. There's an additional reason why therapists seldom keep in mind the narcissistic pattern of dismissive listening: the DSM. The DSM-5, also called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, notes the factors that therapists usage for diagnosing psychological issues and troublesome character patterns. Sadly, this manual makes no mention of listening deficiencies as a diagnostic element for narcissism. Again, psychology in a general sense, and a lot more so, the psychiatrists who write the DSM manual, have traditionally focused primarily on individuals rather than on what those people do when they are connecting with others. Therapists tend to see what we have been taught to look for. Our diagnostic manual omits teaching us to look at communication patterns like poor listening practices. How can you deal with narcissistic dismissive listening in your life? If somebody you know talks with minimal listening, most importantly, do not take it personally. Dismissing what you say as wrong or unimportant says more about that individual than it does about you or what you have said. Just as you would not take personally the restricted hearing ability of somebody with partial deafness, realize that your narcissistic good friend, colleague, or loved one has a genuine handicap. Second, just like you would repeat, maybe more loudly, what you were attempting to say to a deaf person, find ways to repeat better the message that you were attempting to communicate. A really good formula for doing this is to agree extremely cooperatively with what the narcissist has said, then add back your previous point. You. The walls in this room are an uncommon color of green. The narcissist. No, they're not. They're yellow. You. Yes, they are yellow-colored, and with a lot of green in the yellow, rather like a lime color. Narcissists can appear attractive at first. Many narcissistic people are good-looking, earn a good living, and are fun to be around. Some women are attracted to male narcissists because they appear so effective, unique, and confident. Some men are attracted to female narcissists who are noticeably gorgeous or sexually appealing. It's only when narcissists begin to disregard their partner's concerns and dismiss what their partner says that the narcissistic listening disorder becomes a source of distress. Remember, narcissists do listen to people who appear to be more effective or who have something that they really want. So when they are courting, they listen very well. If you have chosen a narcissist as a life partner, or you have to deal at work in an ongoing way with someone who has difficulty listening to you, begin by understanding that narcissists are handicapped people. Despite their charisma, they have an authentic listening deficit. Aim beside ratchet up your confidence. You will need to be able to speak in a way that conveys an inner sense of personal power. Third, from that confidence position, at least on matters of import to you,